Isn't that the truth? You know, I never know what's gonna happen. And it never does. I mean, it always happens. Something happens. You always know with Weirdos TV that something unexpected will happen. And I won't always know what to do about it. Or sometimes I'll know exactly what to do. Most of the time, I can figure it out, even if it takes a little time. Sometimes it takes a little time. But you have to believe in me. I can't get it right every time, but most of the time, you'll see. You'll see. So that's why tonight on the show, here on Weirdos TV, I want to invite you to call in and ask me questions. You know, questions. Well, that's not really the kind of question I had in mind. I was imagining something a little more relevant to existence or non-existence or the other things that you might have something to say about or ask me about. I want you to ask me the questions because the answers, I don't even know the answers, but if you ask me the questions, I'll be able to give you the answers. It's complicated. I understand that it's complicated. But you need to understand that if you ask me the right questions, you can find out anything. Anything. You might be surprised what you can find out by asking me the questions. I mean, like I say, I might not always know. I might have to figure it out on the spot, right in front of you. I might have to figure it out, you know. And I will. I'll find a way to figure it out. And I'll give you the answers. I can give you the answers. I'd love to give you the answers. I'm so happy that people are calling in to the show. I can't tell you. I mean, I could tell you. I'm trying to tell you. I think it should be clear. How happy I am that you call in. Now, I'm going to try to play back some of your messages here. Let's see what I've got. Now, of course, as you all know, we have a regular caller. So I'm going to devote a lot of time to our special guest. Mr. John Gilley.
Our special guest, Mr. John Gilley.
So, obviously, Mr. Jeremy, you must have heard that one. Don't touch that chair.
Don't touch that dial.
Classic Hollywood line. Right?
No, don't touch that dial.
So I walk around
that's
the street.
The Hollywood thing.
And then people just start
dial.
Throwing themselves at me.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you get along with people? Some woman sits next to me.
Yes.
And then you lie. This is your family.
Yeah.
Or off of the camera in your house.
Yeah.
Which is not policed because they don't have secrets. And this guy broadcasts it outside. Who cares, right? My life's an open book. Did you ever meet that faggot? My life's an open book. I have nothing to hide. The guy's just trying to do his job. Let him follow me.
My life's an open book.
I have nothing to hide. You know, when you're in compliance, and the police state.
Yes.
That guy is your comrade. He's
really?
Just making sure you're safe. They're not
nice
making sure you're safe.
No?
They're trying to rob you.
To rob me? Who would do that?
So, let me give you an example.
Give me a good example. These two niggers. What?
Had a building.
You didn't
one
just say
owned
that.
One nigger building.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
Another nigger was his tank.
Oh my God, he said it again.
He will formally
John Gilley is not a black person. I don't think he should be using
you know
that
how, like,
word.
You rent my rent out the niggers. Like, we used to rent out the niggers.
He said it again.
Or
he said it again. You know, I'm glad I didn't say it. At least it wasn't
not
me.
Not that I like white.
The point is,
he German.
He said.
We don't have an appointment.
It wasn't me.
So one nigger.
I'm going to another message, John. Wow. That's just...
I'm watching The View today, which is a woman's show.
Yes.
Mike Tyson was on the show.
Okay.
Of course, you have a tattoo.
Tattoo?
And hit like a pigeon. But look like a pigeon, like an artist would have. An artist pigeon.
Why would it
have a pigeon? Holding the pigeon.
It's doing it again.
Like people take acting lessons to get the feeling of having a coffee cup. And I feel the little animal and I pet it. So then, he introduces Mike Tyson going to be on Broadway. A lot of people said it's quite strange if he's not Laurence Olivier. But
I'm Laurence
what does he
Olivier.
Have to do with the old Vic?
I can be Laurence Olivier.
A lot of people go to Hollywood, go to theater. used to molest my daughter. It's not if, it's when these things happen. You really socialize with skulls. Sociopaths look at you as objects. Then they say, I'm friends with you. American micromanagement, the American way of doing things.
Yes.
I hate the American way of doing things. Like, this is what they do. This is what they're doing now. They say, use this computer and do this. Then, you can't turn the computer on and do that. And then they give you a telephone number to call, and nobody answers the phone. Then you're in the room of people who know the answer to the question, and they don't answer the question. Then someone helps you solve the problem. They say the only reason you're talking to them is because you want to have gay sex with them. You're supposed to do it by yourself. Or you're ripping off their trunk, add over there, and bring in foreigners to do this type of work. Rote is in drill. Rote and drill. Rote and drill. So I want to punch that guy in the face. First chance I get. I don't like the way that guy is talking to me. Rote and drill. So I go to learn math. I get this guy from Bangladesh. It was completely quiet, and it was rote and drill. Rote and drill. And I passed the course. So I wanted to become an actor. Go. So I get somebody. Right? It was drill and drill. Rote and drill. Rote and drill. Rote and drill. If you go to BNCC, I take a similar course in acting. They don't tell you anything. They don't tell you how to do anything. Just stop. So, how do we do with weird foreigners? When I do things most of the time. I don't know if Germans still do that. They're extremely contaminated by the good old U.S. of A. And the Kentucky Fried Chicken eyeball camera management. The 24-hour eyeball. Well, you know, if we bring back the old German supervisor, I don't like the way that guy's talking to me. I'm going to punch him in the face. What about Japan? Rote and drill, rote and drill, rote and drill, rote and drill. You know, I worked in a sweatshop, and had a small Mexican man who used to follow me around all day. This is before they got rid of white people. It was rote and drill, rote and drill. Now, of course, you know, I'm not one of the best sweatshop workers, but you know, I run everywhere I go most of the time, and I am a white guy, mostly lazy. I probably am much more lazier than new immigrants, but I'm definitely moving quicker than white guy. Rote and drill. But you know, the And then they talk about, maybe I should have punched that Mexican guy. They say, you like the way you...
Yes, yes, fabulous, fabulous. Now, do we have any messages that aren't from John Gilley? No, the answer is no. He's the guy who calls. And so we're going to feature him. Here's another.
I hate the NYPD.
Tell
and
us
I
why.
Hate Bloomberg Media.
Yeah.
I hate the United States of America.
You do?
And I hate women.
Oh no!
So some cunt that the big eye in the sky sent over.
Oh.
I hate cunts. No, you get $5 too.
Cunts.
Everyone gets
cunts.
$5.
Cunts.
Unless
cunts,
you move
cunts,
a little quicker.
Cunts.
Or whatever.
Cunts.
I hate women that hang around me. You remind me of the Jewish or the Israeli or some other faggot. Needs to be put in a body bag or like little paces along the highway. There is that guy in a correctional institution, but I'm too small.
Too small.
You know that gets too small. Not really big enough like you.
Too small.
But if I was that guy, I was big enough. Little paces along the highway. It's not working out, John. I don't think you can do that. Get the fuck out of here!
Out of here!
No cunt! Let me give you the no cunt list. Number one on the no cunt list.
Number one.
Women of Indian descent from Guyana. Trinidad, England, the European Union, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, wherever else you live. No, you get $5 too, unless you move a little faster. No, I don't want your cut. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
I am a dirty. Yeah, he looks like a nice guy. Yeah, I look like I work at IBM. I look like I work at NASA. Didn't I see you in Silicon Valley? No, I'm not that guy. I thought you were the basketball team. No, I'm the president. Get the fuck. This is my private life. Get the fuck out!
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Back to old Jerry.
Oh.
Ich hatte eine Kamerad. Meine Ehre heißt Treue. Arbeit macht frei. I think that's what did it. So hey, why should I pay the city to sweep 18 inches in front of your house? If you all have the responsibility to do that, and your family never taught you how to do that, then you had a bad upbringing. Because my mother and my father taught me how to count money. So the 18-inch rule. So they got this guy on the corner. Is why that? I think his son is on a baseball.
football team.
Love that game, babe. George Steinbrenner. Does Jerry still play baseball? I know the Japan guy likes it. So someone threw a huge bag of garbage in front of his house. So I go, hey, Mr. White Trash. I'm your Jerry. What? Wow, biggest guy on the corner. Oh, yeah. I know that you're oh, yes, you do. You know, the White Trash guy, Mr. Cut Hair, you know, Private Ryan, after he came back and created more human trash in the third world shithole, he said it's your responsibility to clean the front of your house. Because whatever administration got rid of the garbage in front of your house to pay for more cut hairs, that's what you should do. Because he was a great leader. Hey, not my job. I didn't drop the garbage. Well, how long is the garbage? Excuse me. Not what you say, it's how you say it. How long is the garbage gonna be there? I seen a big fat rat the other day eating your garbage. Hey, I didn't drop the garbage. So the white trash guy leaves the garbage in front of his house. Now I counted it, man. For real, man. This is for real. It was there for 9 years. So I said, you know, 9 years ago, someone dropped the garbage. Did you ever pick it up? He goes, it's not my garbage.
9 years.
I said, what about Private Ryan? Came back from the big one and taught everyone how to count cunt hair. He said, hey, it's not my job. My mother and father gave me a good upbringing, and it's my responsibility to sweep that. It's whatever administration that saves all that money to pay for people to count more cunt hairs said you should do that. Well, I finally called the city, and two smelly niggers from the Department of Sanitation took away the 9-year-old garbage. Then I said, I called the city, the two smelly niggers took away the garbage. And he says, it's not your garbage.
Oh, so please
do that. So, I seen this movie with Walter Matthau. He was a bail bondsman. He talks to this criminal guy. And he says, how long does it take you to cut your grass? He says, I don't cut the grass.
What about?
Then he doesn't give him a bail bond. He's not responsible. Now they got
it's
Mexico
so
fix cutting your grass.
It's all so different now. You don't understand.
Sometimes I cut my grass.
I
get off my land,
nice boy.
You're a
spec. You used to cut the grass.
From Mexico.
He used to be such a nice boy.
Get the fuck
he
out of here.
He used to be such
Yo,
a nice boy.
You would let me sit in the desert.
He used to cut my grass.
And I would die.
He used to be such a nice boy.
Spec.
He used to cut my grass.
Get
he
the fuck off my
nice
shit
boy.
And don't come back.
He used to cut my grass.
Go find your white trash cunt
nice,
hair counter.
Nice boy.
He wants to give you some money.
He used to cut my grass. He used to be such a nice boy.
Ich hatte eine Kamerad. Arbeit macht frei. Hey, shoot,
Arbeit
baby.
Arbeit macht frei. Arbite,
why do you need secret police? A lot of things start out first with the arm. Then it mutates down to the police. Or first it starts out as a posse. Then it mutates into the police. Then it stops at Ireland and White Trash. We've never developed past that. Well,
never.
Now, why do we need secret police? Well, Mexico's sex illegal ties get free ride here.
Hold on.
Mr. Waymo.
Sorry, John. Sorry, everybody. Hold on. We're running out of time. We're rapidly running out of time tonight on Weirdos TV. So I just want to say goodnight. Thanks to John Gilley. John Gilley, you really did it for us, John. John Gilley is amazing, everybody.
Yes, John.
John Gilley. Good night, everybody.